This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We had some Tiger talk with LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson, and we'll continue on the LSU field with Buddy Saunji, TigerBait.com analyst, joining us now here on WWL. How you doing today, buddy?
Doing outstanding, guys. As always, enjoying the weather, getting ready for a big softball weekend at Arkansas baseball at Texas A&M. Always good to chew the fat and have a lot of fun with you guys.
Buddy, you're not getting a suntan and, you know, bathing by the pool, huh? What? Come on, tell me something different.
No. I'm not. I'm going home after a hard day of work. This Baton Rouge traffic compares with New Orleans traffic. But, you know, I hit the golf ball a little bit and get a little tan that way. But I don't think you and I are invited to too many swimming pools to suntan.
That's true. Buddy, we'll throw it right off the bat with LSU football first, and then we'll get around to baseball. But to see Will Campbell get picked as high as he got selected, and it's been 1998. Alan Faneca, you and I were doing a show regularly in 1998 when Alan got picked in round one. We have not seen a Tiger offensive lineman get selected in round one since. And to think, buddy, Nick Saban won a national championship. Les Miles won a national championship. He went to a second national championship and lost to Alabama, and Coach O won one. None of them had a first-round pick offensive lineman, and you have four guys selected. You got to go back to 1947 for that to happen. How the hell this team couldn't run the ball? But first of all, a little bit like about Will Campbell. He was a special guy. And that, man, he treated practice like a game, and he wanted to kick your backside every time he got on that field. But I think sometimes we don't appreciate how good Will Campbell was at LSU, and now you got a rebuilding job to do along that offensive line for 2025.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Mike. Well said. Look, we were asking the proverbial question, when is the last time LSU has had an offensive line start in their first game? Of course, there's been a handful of them. But Will Campbell at left tackle, and the great thing about it, Mike, I know you heard the story, is that he gave up a sack in his first game to the Florida State edge rusher, and he goes back to the sidelines and tells BK, I know what happened, it'll never happen again. Now, I think Will might have given up three or four sacks in 3 years, something minuscule like that. But that was the big question last year. BK told all of us, we're going to lean on that offensive line. They are the strong point of our offense. Our tackles are going to pull. We're going to, and of course, Will, the big knock on him is that Vegas, and everybody thought he was smart talking smack. That's just Will. He said, look, it's a business trip. We're going to go punch somebody in the mouth. Unfortunately, they were not able to live up to the standards that everybody had for the O-line last year. And that's why, Mike, this first game, having Clemson with two edge rushers projected to go in the first round, and you've got two new tackles Tyree Adams, a redshirt sophomore on the left side. Weston Davis, a redshirt freshman on the right side. Tyree, a sophomore. They've got to have their hands full and work cut out for them. But that was the biggest question, to disappointment that the offensive line was not closer to winning the Joe Moore Award like they did in 19.
When you look at what occurred in the spring, and sometimes it's a bit of a mirage, you know, I've done this a long time. What you see in the spring sometimes doesn't equate to what happens during the regular season. What impressed you about what you were able to see? And if I wouldn't know no better, I'd swear Coach O's back in there, you know, limiting that practice availability for y'all to see. But what sort of stood out to you in what you were able to see in spring drills, or maybe a couple guys in particular that really stood out to you?
Well, look, Mike, this is one of the things that I asked Coach Kelly about, and you know this as well as anybody. These teams don't hit as much as they used to, and they don't really hit a lot. They limited a lot of our stuff. We do see individual drills. Now, BK's been relatively well. We've seen some practices, not this year, but in previous years. But the biggest thing that stands out is that they spent a ton of money, and they have a lot of plug-and-play guys that they hope are going to come in and do the job in year one. Jack Tyburn came in here to that locker room in day one and said, "Hey, guys, I'm just telling you the way it is. You guys are soft. Do we have Charmin as a corporate sponsor this year? No. We're going to get physical. We're going to rough you up. We're going to punch you in the mouth, and then we're going to talk smack. LSU's always had the smack talkers. Now we got to see if they can walk the walk." But the three edge rushers from the edge, along with Butler and Patrick Payton and Tyburn, all going to play. I told you this when we were on last time. Delane is definitely going to start at one corner opposite Ashton Stamps, and a lot of people put him as a possible first-round pick. You got Whit Weeks and Harold Perkins coming back, and they weren't available. Jacoby and Gilry got in a little bit at the end. Jordan Gilbert, the safety who played last year, was hurt. So you tried to bring on some other guys, but they've got more players. They've got more depth. Obviously, you got to protect Nuss. You got to throw the football and get rid of it quickly. And, Mike, I tell you, from a defensive standpoint, if they get this last safety that they're going after, A.J. Salcy from Houston, if they get him, then I will say Blake Baker will be very happy with the pieces. They're going to get after people. You know all about that gotta. We talk about that mentality. But they're going to be appreciably improved on defense. It all hinges on opening holes, protecting us, and then, of course, scoring touchdowns in the red zone instead of kicking field goals.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Buddy, I know Charlie got some baseball questions for you, but I'm going to ask you one about basketball. Do you think Matt McMahon has done enough? And, man, that's a lot of new faces on this basketball team. And the SEC in basketball is difficult to make that big jump. has he done enough to put himself in a position to survive of 2025-26 season because of the fact, man, the SEC is so competitive, really good athletes. Every once in a while you can find a freshman that can come into play. But now it's all about the portal and NIL to bring in guys. In your opinion, has he done enough and brought in enough talent to have this team competitive in a super competitive conference in basketball?
I don't think anybody knows the answer to that question, Mike. You don't know how these young men are going to perform with a notch or two up in competition. Now, you got a really good point guard from Vegas who's really good with the ball and is going to facilitate them in transition a lot more smoothly. Last year, I thought that some of the guards had dribbleitis, just nonsensical dribbling, way too much dribbling. If you see the great teams, spacing, a lot of pick and roll. You don't need to dribble. You pass, you cut. You try to get a better shot. At times, they just went down the floor and jacked up a three. But, Mike, I don't even think Coach McMahon, he's got some good recruits coming in. He retained a few guys. But right now, that would be a tough window to bet on if you had to decide if LSU would make NCAA tournament or not next year. I just don't think anybody knows until they get on campus and play together, and we'll start to see their action in October, November. But it's a crapshoot right now, Mike.
Buddy, before I get your preview of the final couple of weeks of SEC play for the Tiger baseball team, you know, Mike brought up earlier with Will Campbell going fourth overall to the Patriots. I thought a couple Tigers went, like, lower than expected in the draft this past week, and Miles Frazier was one of them. He was, Mike, I think, Mike, you were 86th ranked player on your big board. He goes all the way to 171 in the fifth round, but he goes to Detroit. And this is what I want to get at, is the landing spots for some of these players. He goes to Dan Campbell. I think that's a great spot for him. And then Braden Swinson, who was someone that we had heard was going to be a day two pick, he goes in the fifth round as well. He also goes to New England alongside Will Campbell, and he goes up there with Coach Vrabel and you know, the tough-minded trench play that you got up there. I think it's great landing spots for both Frazier and Swinson. I think they both went kind of underdrafted.
Yeah, I agree 100%, Charlie. Look, Emory Jones, everybody wanted him to come back, and him and his family made a decision to go out. Mike, I remember when Trey Turner went out, and everybody, including myself, was opining, man, you made a mistake. And, of course, the joke was on us. He ended up playing a good 10 years in the league or whatever. But Emory Jones could have come back and maybe got a better draft grade next year in a higher position. But, Mike, you know this. Charlie, you know this. That 1 year that you stay in college, that's a whole year where you're making money, and you do have the risk of getting hurt your senior year. That being said, Miles Frazier, if he doesn't fall on the running back's toes, he's a hell of a prospect. And we know that you mentioned Braden Swinson. I met Braden Swinson's daddy at the summer practices, and we talked a little bit. I think that young man has a lot of potential. I was shocked he fell that low, to be honest.
Absolutely. And I wanted to bring up those final 3 weeks of conference play, buddy, before we let you run. And with this upcoming weekend against Texas A&M, LSU's 14-7 in SEC play. They're in a good spot, but you have Texas A&M on the road, this resurgent Aggie bunch that's just completely turned it around from their 1-9 SEC start. And then you have Arkansas, one of the best teams in the SEC, right up there with LSU. And then you have South Carolina. I think, you know, if you talk to a lot of national college baseball writers, they say maybe the quote-unquote magic number to get in the top eight national seeds is 20 SEC wins, and that includes taking two or three in each of these final 3 weekends. What's your thoughts on LSU's final 3 weekends to close things out?
I think 19 might get them in there, but certainly 20 would. Look, you're going to A&M playing 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 2 o'clock on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Sunday. All three of those games streamed on SEC Network Plus. A&M just got kicked to the curb by their big brother, Texas. They were in all three games and lost all three games by one run. Always a tough place to play. Charlie, if they win Friday night, Kate Anderson going against a really good lefty. Oh, by the way, folks, A&M throwing three left-handers all weekend long, so you'll see Ethan Frey and a lot of the right-handed batters in the lineup this weekend. But look, if you get one this weekend and then two against Arkansas at home, and then you go take it out, the frustrations on Maneri, and either get two or three there, that puts you at 19 or 20, and it makes the SEC tournament, which they've historically done well at, irrelevant, because you'll get the double bye in the tournament, and of course you'll be a top eight seed. I think that's the key. The good things to add real quick, Michael Braswell coming on and hitting the long ball. Derek Curiel hitting the long ball. Jared Jones, watch out when you wake up a sleeping bear. I know you guys have to have a lot of fun. Oh, by the way, did you hear Coca-Cola sponsoring the games this weekend in Texas A&M? Coke bottle glasses for all four umpires this weekend. And Joe Harris was trying to tell Jared Jones after that walk-off home run at 1:20 in the morning, giddy up, let's go. And he opines to the guy and says, hey, man, this game is over. You get the sleeping bear up. Now if you get a slump buster for Steven Mollum and he starts to hit the ball, you got good karma. And, of course, Cason Evans, as we know, instead of relieving and finishing out a game, he started in game three. Good things, good karma for LSU baseball right now, the way they're playing. But you guys know it's always tough on the road.
Yeah, buddy, no question about it. And, man, it's great to have these LSU seasons extend. You know, because we want that trip to Omaha. And, you know, it gives us content in June that we can talk about and kind of some dead days of summer. But, man, it never ends for LSU athletics. If it's football, basketball, baseball, it's literally 365, 24/7.
Hey, by the way, Angel Reese and the Chicago Sky coming into the PMAC tomorrow night to play an exhibition. Still a lot of fans with that. Full Wiley from South Carolina, explosive with the basketball. It's going to be a trio of guards, Michaela Williams, Flage, and Full Wiley. And then, as you said, baseball. Mike, we used to talk about it. I said this very same thing on the show today. Used to be it would be so slow once you got into May, June. Now with social media, there's a story every day, whether it's Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, and, hey, Charlie, you can tell Miles Frazier, cheer up. You got drafted in the same round as Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, pal.
Good talking to you guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy.
All righty. Little pal, Buddy Songy from TigerBait.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.